Blackstone Audiobooks presents Find a Victim by Ross MacDonald. Dedication to Ivan Von Orr, Jr. A man feared that he might find an assassin, another that he might find a victim. One was more wise than the other. Stephen Crane. Chapter 1. He was the ghastliest hitchhiker who ever thumbed me. He rose on his knees in the ditch. His eyes were black holes in his yellow face, his mouth a bright smear of red, like a clown's painted grin. The arm he raised overbalanced him. He fell forward on his face again. I stamped the brake pedal and backed 100 yards to where he lay, a dark-headed man in jeans and a gray work shirt, prone among the jimson. He was as still as death now. But when I squatted down beside him, I could hear the sigh and gurgle of his breathing. Supporting his hip on my knee and his loose head with my arm, I turned him onto his back. The blood at his mouth was breaking in tiny bubbles. The breast of his gray shirt was dark and wet. Unbuttoning it, I saw the round hole among the sodden hairs on his chest, still pumping little bright spurts. I removed my jacket and tore off my own shirt. Wadding it over the bullet hole, I fixed it in place with my tie. The wounded man stirred and sighed. The eyelids quivered over the dusty black eyes. He was a young man, and he was dying. I looked back to the south and then to the north. No cars, no houses, no anything. I had passed one clot of traffic somewhere north of Bakersfield and failed to catch another. It was one of those lulls in time when you can hear your heart ticking your life away and nothing else. The sun had fallen behind the coastal range, and the valley was filling with twilight.